Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
At this morning's National Prayer Breakfast, President Trump made jokes about how the ratings for The Apprentice have fallen during Arnold Schwarzenegger's hosting. "Please pray for The Apprentice ratings," the president said. Then he said this.
"The world is in trouble, but we're going to straighten it out, okay? That's what I do. I fix things. We're going to straighten it out. Believe me, when you hear about the tough phone calls I'm having, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it."
Now, both the Washington Post and the Australian Broadcasting Corporation are reporting what sounds like a very difficult call on Saturday, the day after Trump issued his executive orders on immigration. It was between Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, Trump reportedly excoriating Turnbull over a refugee agreement signed by the Obama administration, accusing Turnbull of trying to export more Boston bombers and ending the call abruptly. That old agreement concerned a little over 1,000 of the thousands of people who tried to reach Australia by boat last year, a dangerous, deadly journey. Australian leaders of both political parties supported stopping the asylum seekers at detention centers on islands off the coast to discourage the wave. Conditions became deplorable. The UN stepped in. The U.S. agreed to take up to 1,250 people. Last night, President Trump tweeted out, "A dumb deal." Today, Press Secretary Sean Spicer basically said, "It's not a done deal." Zoe Daniel is Washington Bureau Chief of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. She found herself in the middle of this flare-up. Zoe, fascinating.
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? And it's all to do with timing in the sense that, as you said, this phone call came at virtually the exact time that the Trump administration was rolling out its travel bans on people from 7 majority Muslim nations. Now, the people on those islands, the majority of them are from Iran, some are from Iraq, some are from Somalia, and there are a few Syrians. So this is the exact group of people that is targeted, of course, by the executive order. So in that sense, it seems the president felt somewhat backed into a corner. There was a clause inserted into the executive order that pre-existing deals could still be honoured despite the executive order being signed. But clearly, Donald Trump was not happy about it. I guess what's interesting too politically is that the Australian government, since the phone call with the president on the weekend, has been saying, no problem, the deal's on, the president is going to honour it. But we have been hearing and reporting from other sources within the White House that the president was certainly still not happy with it, that he was still considering whether to honour it at all.
Well, in fact, take us through this, because two contrary things were happening at once. You have the president's spokesperson, Sean Spicer, saying the deal was probably going to happen. But then you got a phone call from a senior White House aide telling you what? And by the way, can you tell us who it was?
I'd prefer not to say who it was, only because she asked to be referred to as a senior White House official. So I will honour that. But yes, you're right. In the White House briefing earlier this week, I asked Sean Spicer directly what the status of the deal was, whether it would go ahead and whether it would be altered at all by the president's executive order. He said that as long as the people who were subject to the terms of the deal were subjected to extreme vetting, the deal would be able to move forward. And then about 3 hours later, I had a phone call from someone else, as I said, within the White House, who said, actually, it's not quite that clear cut. Just so we're on the same page, you need to know that the president is actually still considering whether to go ahead with the deal. And I said, do you mean after those people are vetted? And she said, no, we're considering whether to go ahead with the deal at all. We then received a statement from the State Department saying, no problem, the deal will go ahead because of Australia's strong relationship with the US. Then the story broke from the Washington Post about the phone call and the testy nature of it between Mr. Trump and Mr. Turnbull. And then Donald Trump tweeted last night that he is, in fact, still thinking about whether to go ahead with the deal. So it's a very confusing chain of events, but that's what happened.
Look, your national affairs correspondent finished a column today with the words, leaders the world over, beware. How is this resonating in Australia?
I think broadly Australians would feel quite upset about it in the sense that Australia has a very close relationship with the US, particularly on defence, has a very strong intelligence and defence rapport.
In fact, we just remind people, Australia is such a close ally of the US. It's one of only four countries that the US includes in sharing its espionage and security information, and they do not spy on each other. So it's a very close relationship.
Yeah, Australia is part of what's called the Five Eyes relationship, as you say, and there is that sense of being friends. So I think some Australians might feel a bit hurt by the tone of it. But that said, the Prime Minister was asked about it yesterday. He kind of pushed it off, saying, look, this sometimes tough conversations have to be had, and I'll just keep to myself what was actually said. He hasn't really pushed back on what the tone of the conversation was.
That's Zoe Daniel, Washington Bureau Chief of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, who found herself in the middle of this diplomatic spat. Zoe, thank you.
My pleasure.